All right, so today I am going to be talking to a beautiful, intelligent, amazing woman that I've actually just met recently. Her name is Dara Dujour, and I met her when I was on the Suicide Girls radio show, and I think we've met somewhere in the past. We have no idea where. We haven't been able to place it yet, but I'll say that we met on that radio show, and she really impressed me just with being awesome, just being with a woman who is very vocal and who's able to shove her ego aside and really explain information to both men and women very clearly, and again, without her, you know, without feeling embarrassed and holding back about some information. So she's very blunt and honest, and I'm very happy to be talking to her right now. So hello, Dara.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
You're welcome. So today I really wanted to talk about sex and sensuality. And one of the main questions that a lot of guys ask me is usually about how do they escalate. So escalation is taking something from either friends or from a date scenario and escalating it to a more sexual level. And so I wanted to talk to you about that and just see if you have any, you know, advice or tips or information straight from the female mind that can assist my guys with doing this with ease.
Great question. I think it's definitely possible to move both from the friendship space to the sexual space, as well as obviously moving from dating to having sex or heavy petting or whatever it is, the steps that you want to take. In regard to friendship first, I think there's sort of a misconception with men, and I know this is a controversial topic, that one, that men and women can't really be friends, the whole, you know, When Harry Met Sally business.
Right.
And I personally love my male friends. I have incredible friends. Yes, there is sexual tension with a lot of them. I actually love sexual tension, and it's something that I work off of. It sparks me intellectually and creatively. So for me, if there's a little sexual tension, but for whatever reason, I don't want to move it in the direction of you know, a romantic, you know, person in my life, I don't mind it. And some of my guy friends do have a crush on me. But the relationship is important enough to keep, versus not being friends at all. But that being said, I have had friends that we've moved into a romantic arena, and the way that they've done it, is that, well, with my guy friends, a lot of my dependence on them and my interaction with them is like, it's not the same way that I'm friends with girls, but there is an element of like venting. Like I talk with them about, you know, work or friendships I have with women, or if I got in a fight with somebody or whatever, and they're sort of there. I'm not on guard. I'm not editing. I'm just totally like blah, 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 you know?
Right.
And that's what I love about it. But one of the ways that the person that I ended up hanging out with more seriously in essential aspect, what he did was he sort of, limited those conversations. I was no longer able to kind of, you know, put my feet up on him in sweats, eating popcorn and dish. So
okay.
He took himself out of that friendship space and was like, let's go somewhere, you know, and then I'm dressed up and then he's, you know, looking fantastic and we're getting drinks. And he almost created a date scenario, which switched my mind out of, oh, this is my guy friend, to this is somebody I could actually see in a different capacity.
Okay, interesting. So he limited how much access you had to him. So you weren't able to just
yes.
like lounge around in your PJs and like, you know, have food on your face and act like an idiot or whatever it is. You know, he still kept you in that dating space where attraction was still an option.
Absolutely. That's
okay.
A great way to put it. Yeah. He limited access and he started playing it more where it was, you know, we didn't just call each other five times a day. It was like he became a little bit more elusive, more mysterious.
Okay. And what did that do to you?
Well, at first it was a little bit confusing because I was like, what's going on? Is he seeing somebody? Like, what's happening? But then when we started to go out more on sort of basically quasi dates, I started to think of him as somebody different to me, you know?
Okay.
And then he kind of put the moves on me, which he had never done before.
And was like, that
weird
for you?
It wasn't. It was actually nice. I mean, there was always a base level of attraction, but my thing is that I'm always scared to move from friendship to more because my friends are extremely valuable to me. Like I feel like other things, while they can be fleeting, like friendship, they're your chosen family. That's just me. I put a very high, status on my friends. But when he did that, what he also did was he took the reins and he was very masculine. He didn't ask me if it was okay. I mean, granted, I'm not saying don't ask a woman. He felt it out and he intuitively made that move. And so that was nice.
Okay. And you welcomed that. Like, you were like, okay, this is cool because there's some attraction here. I'll try this out. Or were you like, this is okay, yeah. So you did say yes. Because you were saying there was some attraction there. So how long were you friends for?
A while, like a few years.
Okay. And during that time.
So we'd always been dating other people, know?
Okay. So there was always that there. So basically, if he was single and available, you would have been into him. But you established a friendship knowing that he was with other women. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And it wouldn't have been something I would necessarily jump on because I just wouldn't do that.
Okay. And so then he suddenly became single and did he shifted the way that he was acting towards you. So like before when he was with another girl, he let you lounge around in pajamas and put your feet up on him and, talk his ear off about the guys that you were dating?
Yes.
Well, he did. Okay. And so then when he got single, he suddenly shifted that. I just want to like break it down for people to understand. Okay, so then he shifted that.
Yeah, I think for him, he probably realized that like there was potential there, and we always kind of flirted and stuff. But like, I'm sure that he maybe tried to do stuff before, and I put the brakes on. That's typically what happens. But it was never to the degree of. I mean, I respond highly to masculinity. Like,
me too.
Even when I'm dating women, like leadership and that ability to decision make and kind of take me and just go, this is what we're doing. Like, I'm by no means like a passive female, but that is a huge turn on to me. Like,
and I love
obviously
that you just
considering
said that.
What?
I love that you just said that, because I think that that's an important part of attraction. It's masculinity and femininity, and masculinity is actually, it's exactly the way that you just described it, where it's not being aggressive and a chauvinistic, pig. It's being strong, taking leadership, making decisions, but still be, open and to compromising and listening.
Absolutely. Now, in regard to your the other scenario, which is like a guy has gone out a few times with a woman and he hasn't made any move and he wants to take it into the bedroom or at least heavy petting.
Yeah.
I really think if she's going out with you, then she's interested. Like, I definitely wouldn't mistake that. Like, if you're going on dates, she's interested. And as far as I'm concerned, women are extremely horny and are extremely sexual.
Oh,
and women's sexual appetites are voracious, and they at times exceed a man's. So don't. To question whether a woman, there's a whole conversation that has gone on for so long around women's sexuality that, there's some issue or frigidity or this or that. Yes, I think you have to access a woman's brain first. But as far as I'm concerned, once I feel safe with somebody that they're not a chauvinist, they're not misogynistic, we're some way agreeing along the lines mentally that, like, they love and respect women.
Okay.
We don't have to agree on everything, but as long as I know that and that love is genuine, and not just I love women, I love fucking, or I love women's bodies, or like women are hot, not like that, but actually a genuine love for women, which I think gets better as men get older. Then I'm really turned on, and then we don't have to get to know each other. I don't have to know your blood type before, we're moving forward. So my biggest thing is I make the move, absolutely without question. Something that guys do that I actually love is like somebody did this and the first time they did it, I was like, what's happening here? But I really liked it. I was at a restaurant in Beverly Hills with this really attractive guy that worked in banking, which is so funny because I usually date people that have more of a creative side to them. And he actually ended up being a painter as well, but he's like this banker and he kind of was quiet and could even be considered smug. And the dinner's going pretty well and stuff, but we're sitting across from each other. We finished dinner, I go to the restroom. When I come back, he's sitting on my side, like on the booth.
Really?
With his arm up so that when if I sit down, we're sitting next to each other and his arm's around me and he's ordered dessert. I mean, it was just awesome.
I like that. Yeah. I love that. Well, actually, I was going to go back on something that you said before. So for other women that are out there, even for yourself, because I know the answer, my answer to this question, do women get frustrated if a guy doesn't make a move?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because I know that's true. I have a friend of mine who, this isn't even about making a move. It's for, you know, like getting sexual. It was making a move to ask for a date. So one of my friends was introduced to a guy on Facebook. They both kind of knew each other from childhood, had some background, and they kept talking on Facebook for about 2 weeks. And he wouldn't ask her out, but he kept showing her things and sending her links to go check out, but he wouldn't ask her out. So she was really excited in the very beginning. And then by about day four, or, you know, Facebook message number four, she was actually getting pretty pissed off. She's like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? Why is he not asking me out? And then by the end, she actually like saw him as this insecure, wimpy guy. It's like, it's so interesting how it quickly shifted from her being excited about a guy to her being really frustrated by him and then sort of belittling him in some way, mainly because he didn't ask her out and she wasn't going to ask him out. She wanted to go out with him. She was responding and giving those signs that she was interested because her responses were more than one word answer. She would respond to him pretty quickly, you know, within the day. And she would contribute to the conversation. But I know that she would never be the aggressive type and ask him out. So I know that same thing for, you know, sex and for, you know, getting sexual with a guy. Most women, from my experience, get really frustrated if a guy won't make a move.
Yeah, I definitely can empathize with your friend. And then she emasculated him because she felt basically emasculated herself, or right, whatever that word would be for women.
Yeah,
you know, it's funny because I've definitely made the first move. I don't have a problem with, you know, it's weird because I'm very modern, but at the same time, I love chivalry and I love a man being a man, if you will. But when I'm turned on, you know, all bets are off, like, of what I'm kind of going to do as long as I feel out that, like, the person, you know, reciprocate, you know, would reciprocate.
Yeah.
But it's really hard over Facebook and even with strangers because of the high rejection rate and how bad and shitty guys feel about rejection. Like, I had an experience kind of like that at Coffee Bean where this totally cute guy, like kind of hipster-looking guy, you know, silver like hipster, was like waiting for his coffee, completely checking me out. I'm waiting for my coffee. It's a little weird because it's like a Coffee Bean inside of Ralph, so it's really busy, you know. But he's looking at me. I check him out. I smell because I have two brothers, and one of my brothers is single, and he's like, if you're interested, like smile and kind of linger with the eye contact, just because sometimes I get shy when I do like somebody and they're stranger, like I ignore them, you know?
Of course.
And so I kind of did that. And then he totally waited and I could tell he was completely stalling and he sugar after sugar and just waiting. And then finally I went and bought my drink and then he looked and kind of made this thing like he wanted to say something. And then something inside of him was like, no, don't, dude. And then he walked out. He totally could have gotten my number. I was definitely interested and would have gone out on a date with him.
Interesting. That is really interesting. So because he didn't, how did that make you feel? Like, what did you think about him?
Well, then I completely blamed myself. I actually called my brother. I'm like, I did the linger thing. It didn't work. I don't think I did it enough. And my brother was like, you know what? I used to be that way. And my brother used to be terribly shy and he actually learned some pickup artist things and that helped him hugely in his life. And he pushed himself he gave himself a number like, okay, I'm going to talk to 10 women today, you know,
right,
and that kind of thing. But he used to be dreadfully shy. And he said that the guy's probably kicking himself right now, that he was just too worried that you would reject him. And it wasn't you. There's nothing you can do really in that scenario. Like my thing too is like, if I'm walking up to a guy, I'm initiating it. I don't like it quite as much. I don't feel chased at all.
No, and well, I always say that I don't feel as feminine. Like, my sense of attraction is heightened when I feel more feminine. Like, when I am out with my husband, he was actually the first person that ever opened a car door for, or second person that ever opened the car door for me. And I thought that was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen in my life. And I felt so dainty and feminine because, you know what I do. I typically am in a very masculine role and to actually be taken care of and seen as a feminine woman is like the most refreshing thing for me, letting me take a break, not having to take charge and make decisions. So, you know, my husband was one of the first people that was able to, on a consistent basis, not put me in that feminine place, but allow me to feel my most feminine because he was taking on an extremely masculine role, which I love, became attracted to, yeah, and, you know, eventually married, which is wonderful. And we continue to play those roles. And of course they switch every once in a while because I'm still me and he's still him. But when it comes to our attraction space, we still have the masculine and feminine roles there, which I love.
You actually bring up a really good point, which is if you want to get into this space of sensuality and romance,
yeah,
showing that you are taking care of a woman in those ways is a huge, that's a great transition from friendship to something more, because if you're not opening doors and you're not paying for bills and you're not doing any of the things that kind of indicate romance, and generosity and provisions and all of that kind of fun stuff that men do, then it, I mean, there's an awful saying, like, nobody ever got laid going Dutch.
Right.
You know, but I totally get
it's
it.
True.
Like,
it's true.
You know, and I'm sure there's a lot of feminists out there that are pissed off at, about that, you know, me saying that. But I mean, yes, money is a thing that needs to be talked about amongst a couple, you know, but at least the first three dates, I would think that the guy would pay for dinner and opening the
Absolutely.
Doors and all of those things. Unless a woman expressly says that that's not something she's comfortable with, I would assume that that's what you would do. And I know a lot of guys do that anyway,
mm-hmm.
you know, for business people, for their friends, whatever. But I would say be on your best behavior, put your best foot forward, do all of those things that like are gentlemanly and chivalrous and like, you know, date back to the 50s. And if you don't know what they are, then pick up a book and read. Like if your dad never schooled you on that or your mom, then learn them.
Exactly. And then, you know, I have blogs on my website too that can educate them on that information. But the one note I want to make is that yes, pay for those first three dates, but nobody says those first few dates have to cost anything or that they have to be more than $5. You can find very creative ways to take the lead and plan a date, pay for the date if needed without spending a fortune. So, you know, what Dara and I are talking about is not, you know, buy a woman. It's basically saying take care of a woman. Doesn't mean that there's a dollar amount attached to that. So it's
oh no.
Yeah.
You know, and for me, creativity is king. Like I've done, a picnic at the park would cost you not, you know, barely anything, you know, and
exactly.
It's shown that you'll make sandwiches, you'll put together like a basket. You're thinking ahead, which is huge. You know, you're finding something beautiful out in nature. You have a blanket ready. Like you are, orchestrating a scene that would make a woman feel very feminine and very good. And it also creates intimacy because it's just the two of you.
Exactly. Okay. So I want to get to the really important part, which is now taking it to that next level, because there's a lot of guys who are listening right now who are like, I've done that. I've taken women on dates. I've taken them to the park. I've opened car doors and I'm still not able to either get them attracted to me or get them to want to make out with me. And usually it's because, in my opinion, they don't go for it, which is what we were talking about before, to lead to that space of intimacy and sexuality and sensuality because they're waiting for the woman to initiate it. So if you can explain maybe what's going on inside of a woman's mind during that transition period and what would make you want to respond the same way, like want to respond sexually and sensually, and like what are signs that you would give that you didn't want that?
I mean, I really think that if a woman is going out with you more than once, then she's interested. So you can already have the assumption that she does want to spend time with you. She does want to get to know you better. I love massages. Like, I think massages are such a great way to kind of a little bit of a leeway into something more erotic. And that can be as simple as like starting just touch, I guess I should say,
mm-hmm.
A hand on a hand, like putting your hand on her hand. You will feel right away if she's receptive and responsive. And if for some reason she's looking around and uncomfortable, I would say it's more about, PDA.
Okay.
Public display of affection, so she might not be comfortable in public, and that's something great to know. Great, so when I kiss her, it can't be
in front of an audience
or something.
Yeah,
it's gonna have to be somewhere more private. something like any kind of touch around the neck, whether that's with your hand brushing her hair away from her face, touching her lips, all of these things, you're not doing anything too invasive, but you're showing that, like, you're sensual and that you care about, you know, you care about her little, her secret spots. And for me, that kind of translates into, like, I will pleasure you.
Okay. But I want to interrupt you for 1 second, because I'm thinking back to all of these scenarios, you know, when I was single with guys, and I know that my girlfriends have the same thing now, where, you know, they have this guy come over who they've been friends with, who they're not really sure what's going on, and they're lying on the couch, and, you know, he starts tickling her in some way and, like, you know, massaging a little bit and sort of lightly going near, like, the breast area or other areas, but never actually does anything. And, the, you know, the girl's always really responsive, not saying, like, yeah, give it to me, but where she's not, like, shooing his hands away. But then the guys never do anything. They don't take it to that next level because they're waiting for some type of response from a woman. So what would be the advice that you would give to men if they were saying that they're typically in this scenario where, you know, I'm doing these things and I'm massaging her, but again, how do I take it to that next level where we're massaging each other and, like, about to have sex or making out or whatever it is, but how do they get her to also participate instead of just sort of lying there and not doing anything?
That's a good question. I think in a lot of ways, especially in the beginning, the woman's not going to want to initiate beyond allowing you to touch those areas, which is, I mean, it's a shady area because I don't want anybody to make any assumptions that it's okay as long as she doesn't say no. Right. I would say everything should start with a kiss, period. So if you are touching, have confidence and go for it. The worst that's going to happen is she's going to say, I don't want to kiss you, or get up and stop you, and there's your big fat answer. But right. If she's allowing you to touch her and she's allowing you in her home and on her couch, everything should start with a kiss and then escalate from there.
Okay. That was the answer that I was looking for. That was perfectly said. And then I do want to talk to you because I know that this is, like, an area that you have studied and that you're very knowledgeable in. And that is the topic of what goes on inside of a woman's mind during sex. And, like, what makes a woman open up more to, you know, trying new things or even getting into any type of sexual experience. But really, like, I know for me, I have a video up on my website right now that was on AskMen.com where it talks about calming a woman's mind first in order to calm her body. And if you can calm her mind and connect to her mind, then she will let you do anything that you want. So what are your thoughts on that? And maybe a little bit of guidance or further guidance for my guys.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. The biggest tip that I can give you is to get a woman out of her head. So you want to connect her with her body. If a woman's in her head, then she's going to be connecting with doubt, and fear. Unfortunately, unless she's an extremely liberated woman and she's made the decision to have a one night stand, then that's a wild card, but that's not what I'm really going to address. I'm going to address more of, like, you know, a blossoming relationship, not like a one-time thing.
Like when you're dating.
Which would be somebody you're dating, yeah. So connecting her with her body would be like setting up a bubble bath to start with. Massages are awesome. Anything with touch, taking her out of her body, which would mean less conversation. Mm-hmm. If she's wanting to talk about a lot of things that don't have to do with what's happening, which would be relaxation and sensuality, then she's not in that space. So it's either about has a conflict happening and she needs to work through it, or you need to limit that conversation and get her back in her body, which is stuff like, you really need to relax. You sound like you've had a long day, just totally melt away and let me take care of you, and that kind of thing. I cannot, like, stress enough, like, that my personal enthusiasm and what I feel is so important in the fact that a man should know how to and revel in pleasure in a woman. If you know where a clit is, if you're all about going down, if you're all about discovering and finding out her pleasure spots, you're so far ahead of the game and ahead of other men, that I mean, I've literally had women tell me, and more than once, like, they would date a guy that didn't have a lot of money and wasn't that attractive if he had a great sense of humor and he could please her in bed. Those are extremely important to her. Like, those are enduring things that were really important and, like, came first before. So I know a lot of guys feel like they have to have a lot of money in order to impress a woman or have a beautiful woman. But no. I don't necessarily think that that's true.
No, I completely agree with you. If you can connect to a woman on, you know, a level where you can share a sense of humor and you can also connect sexually, that is way better than being with somebody who has a lot of money, who treats you and sees you as an object, especially in the bedroom.
Absolutely. And to answer your question a little more, so once you're actually like in bed and you're hooking up, I love eye contact. I think it's fantastic. A lot of women close their eyes. And the reason that they do that, and guys have asked me a lot, and the reason that we do that is because we are more, obviously guys are extremely visual, but for us it's about feeling. Mm-hmm. So it's not that we're checking out necessarily, it's that we're actually really engaged. But a lot of eye contact is great. And personally, I do like when guys ask me like how it feels, is this okay, just like mm-hmm. before they're going to any
it's sort of asking definitely. Your permission to do everything. It's like, okay, well, you know, is this good? Because the whole thing is exactly what you said before about being intrigued and open to discovering a woman. That's how you do those things, and that's how you signal to a woman that this is for her as well, and that you're not just in this to pleasure yourself. One thing I do want to talk about a little bit more is this conflict that you were talking about. Because I know that a lot of guys are thinking, like, what are the conflicts that are in her mind? Whether or not she likes me, whether or not I'm rich enough, whether or not I'm attractive enough. I want to talk a little bit more about what exactly these conflicts could be, or, you know, what you've experienced as a possible conflict.
Sure. I mean, I think because of the... because I want to clarify one thing, which is that I know that I said before about not really asking in regard to the kiss and kind of going for it in the beginning, and now I'm saying to ask about the more sensitive spots. I do think in the beginning, in terms of initiating and getting into the sexual space, like, you know, from friendship or from dating, I just think it's really important if you're going to, like, have any contact with a woman's, you know, vagina or, like, doing anything like that, like, before penetration, I think it's good to have that question there because it also makes it her choice.
I like that.
And it respects that it's a sacred space. So I just wanted to clarify that.
Oh, I love that. Thank you for doing that.
Definitely. In regard to conflict, oh, my God. Because of, I don't know how far back I want to go, but I would just say simply because there's so much so much of a sort of didactic schooling of women in regard to what's okay and what's not okay to do sexually, to behave sexually, which is so limiting because then people are so scared to try anal sex or try new things or dress mm-hmm. up or wear wigs because it seems so taboo and so slutty, if you will. I mean, what we really need to do is increase our conversation around this stuff because there's a huge chasm between what men desire and what they're getting and what, like, and pleasure, and certainly with women too. I think a lot of women want to express themselves sexually more than they feel that they can.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Some of my most prudest friends are only prude because they don't know what they want or they don't know what to do. So there's like this inner battle for them where they're like, I know that I want to be more sexual, but it feels so uncomfortable to be more sexual and I want somebody to guide me there in a safe environment. So yeah, there is this like this not stress, but there's this inner battle going on between what we want Absolutely. And what we're actually doing.
Yeah. And I think the less we're kind of focusing on like a patriarchal view of like what's okay.
Right.
And I also think that it affects men negatively. I think that there's a huge, in my last column, talking about whore meet Madonna, Madonna meet whore.
Right.
It's about the fact that a lot of women do enter sex work to find their sexual voice in private where they're not going to be sound out, you know, in regard to the numbers of people, which is never a good conversation to have, the amount of people you've had sex with. It's just not necessary. No good really comes out of it. It's not important. I think quality is really, really important. So I think getting away from that kind of thing around like religion and what's okay and what's not okay and listening to your inner voice, I think men will cheat less. I think they'll go to sex workers less. Sorry to my sex worker friends. But I do think there's an element of people wanting to explore because they're not getting enough diversity in the bedroom.
Absolutely.
And women cheat too. I'm not saying that they don't. I think the same thing is going on with them. And that's, I'm not saying that's the only reason that people cheat because it's such a multifaceted issue. But like, I think so the conflict and the fear is also around, what's okay for me to do right now? Is he going to judge me? So I think putting a woman at ease in regard to the fact that like, you're cool with whatever happens. Not like, hey, they do, you know, it's not like an urgency thing of like pushing them to do something they're not comfortable with,
right.
But the more safe of an environment that you can create. And keeping in mind too, that women have a lot of fear and conflict around their body. You know, there's the whole thing that if they've been assaulted or if they've had incest or anything like that, but then there's also body image. So
yeah.
The more you can express to a woman that she's beautiful, she looks incredible, she's soft, you know, thank you for shaving, that feels so good. Like anything that just makes her feel grateful to be in the body that she's in is fabulous.
Yeah, and appreciate it. I love how you just said that, and that is the perfect place to end this conversation because I think you've given some really valuable information for my guys that they will not only appreciate but like absolutely love and use immediately in their individual lives. Because even if you're not going to be getting sexual with women, I think the advice that Dara gave about just going for it, as long as you have integrity and respect and you're a genuine, authentic man, is advice to be, you know, used in every interaction with every person that you have. It's like, just go for it. And if somebody else isn't happy with what you're doing, they'll let you know in some way.
Yes.
So thank you so much for talking with me and talking with my guys. I feel like you're going to have like a whole bunch of new fans now who are all about Dara, because that was really amazing information. So thank you.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure. Anytime.
Yeah. Do you want to tell people how to, you know, hear or read more about you? Because I'll provide a link at the, you know, bottom of this audio, but just in case they want to check you out and they don't use that link.
Definitely. Well, my website is kind of the portal to me, which is daradejour.com. It's daraharahdejour.com.
Perfect. And you know, you're a writer for numerous publications, so there's like tons of materials available that Dara has written on various topics. So yeah, definitely go check out her website. And again, you can use the link below to access it. Again, thank you.
Thank you so much. And if they want to check out my column, I do write about sex and sensuality in Red, White, and Femme, which is my monthly column for Suicide Girls.
Love that. Perfect. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.